Hey girl, hey, welcome to the Brown
Mama
Blueprint Podcast, where I share stories, information, and advice to help you live your best Brown Mama life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are welcomed in this space, sis. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being in this space for the very first episode of the Brown Mama Blueprint Podcast. If you don't know me, I'm Muffy Mendoza, the host of this podcast and the founder of Brown Mamas, an online and in-person organization that supports Black mothers, amplifies Black female voices, and aims to teach Black mama acceptance around the world. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to preach, to teach, and to just be my authentic self. And authentically, I am a homeschooling mama. And this homeschooling mama says to herself and to everybody who will listen every year that I'm putting my kids back in school. And every single year, I don't do it. I keep them at home. I've been a homeschooling mom for the last 5 years of my life, and it has not been easy. I've teetered and tottered with questions like, are my kids learning enough? Are my boys playing too many video games? Will I ever get any free time? Is it okay that some days I'm a good teacher, other days I'm a good wife, and others I'm a good business owner, and other days I'm just goddamn tired? The longer I do this homeschool thing or just live with my kids for 24/7, 365, the more I realize I will never really have the answers to these questions. Just like every other mom, I'm out here experiencing life and having my own daily aha moments. And it wasn't until I walked into a self-directed learning seminar with Akilah S. Richards was speaking that I began to feel a bit more free and realized that it was okay that I was going through this confusing detox of mainstream teaching, schooling, and whatnot. And I was going to be okay. Akilah helped me to realize that my kids actually don't belong to me. They are, in fact, their very own beings with their very own drives and motives for learning, and they have the right to figure out their own ish as they navigate in the world without me acting like a guard to their every experience. Akilah's words about parenting patois, listening and witnessing your children, and realizing that our kids are not possessions, but lives, with as much right to exist in their own spaces, places, and times as we have. And those words that she spoke that day were life-changing for me. In all honesty, they freed me. They freed me to be okay with wanting to pursue my own dreams, passions, and ambitions. They freed me to realize that my children were not minds to hoard or brainwash into schoolishness, as she called it, and it opened my eyes up to the performing, convincing, and possessiveness that mainstream society has convinced us is all necessary. So listen up, mama. I got something for you, sis. You about to get a whole entire 10-inch plate full of Black girl magic as we welcome the very first guest of the Brown Mama Blueprint Podcast, Mrs. Akilah Richards. Welcome to the Brown Mama Blueprint Podcast. This is our first episode, and we have the most awesome, wonderful guest today. Like I said, there was my life before I heard Akilah speak, and then there was my life after I heard Akilah speak. And it totally changed everything I thought about education, everything I thought about learning. And it sent me on what I loved about what Akilah gave during her speech at the Three Rivers Village School was, it was just enough to pique my curiosity. It was just enough for me to begin my own self-directed learning adventure. And it took so much of a weight off of me to hear this woman say, you don't have to take on that burden. It is not your burden. And it's not even a burden, but I was making it into a burden. I was making educating my children into a burden because I felt like I was responsible for their learning. And that was just not true. So Akilah, now that I didn't gloat all about you, tell everybody else who you are.
Man, I'm just like enjoying this experience right here. I don't even want to say anything. I just need like some tea now and a muffin. Thank you so much for having me, Muffy. It's really wonderful to hear that the work is working. I'm going to try to remember to look at my screen over here because it's like horizontal. But it's really wonderful to know that the work is working. And I particularly appreciate that you said it was just enough essentially to pique your curiosity, because that is one of the most unschoolish things we can do, is to follow our curiosity. And that's a part of what I want to remind us, you know, because the more we practice doing it, the easier it is for us to accept and not get in the way when our children do that too. So it's just
Absolutely.
really, really dope, yeah, to hear how it's showing up for you. And that's really just what my work is about. I like to say that I talk a lot about our positions of privilege and power in relationship to children, and the ways that we perpetuate oppression, you know, and all these things that were used against us, particularly as Black folks. We turn around and utilize these same things, but from a different space, but it comes to the same result. You know, just like I keep saying, we can't keep using tools of oppression and expect to raise free people. And these tools of oppression are cleverly disguised as like the right education, you know, and the right tutor and the right job and all of these things. And that's not what that's about.
It's not real. But you forgot. So tell us what you do, because I need people to know where they can find you. I need people to know how they can begin to become almost a student to what you are trying to teach.
So the movement is self-directed education, and I consider myself an active part of that movement, or unschooling is another term that you'll hear. So I am part of an unschooling family of four: myself, my husband Chris, and our daughters Marley and Sage, who are 14 and 12. And what I do is I basically write and speak, and I also host a podcast called Fear of the Free Child that reminds us what freedom looks like how to get free, and how to make sure that as we're focusing on getting free, we're not so caught up in other things that we forget to extend that freedom to our children too. So that's my calling, like that's my work, to disrupt the patterns that try to tell us that if we just get the right education, and if our kid could just get it right in school and get the teachers to like them and all of that BS, that they will get free. I'm here to disrupt that, to be like, hold on. Tell me how that's true. And oftentimes that's enough. That's enough for somebody to just go down their path and be like, actually, where in the hell did I ever see that come to fruition at all? And what can I do differently now that I've just taken that pause?
And I think what really became most profound for me was, I remember back when I was starting Brown Mamas, that was the same thought I had around motherhood. Like, Black women just need to become free of this American motherhood narrative to tell us that motherhood should be, I like to always say it needs to be USDA certified and organic. And if it's not, then that don't even look right. And I'm like, I can't be that. The more time I spent at home with my family and my children, it's like I was trying to become this woman with an apron on at home who's cooking in the kitchen and being this perfect mother. And the more I tried to do that, the more my soul rebelled against it. And so that was just kind of, and so when I made the connection with the information you're providing, but on the behalf of our children, I said, how dare I extend myself a freedom that I would not extend to my children? Like, that's wrong in every facet of humanity. That is wrong for
And I
me to
get to
do that.
do something different. Exactly. Every facet. And I love, Muffy, that you didn't limit it to motherhood or mothering, because it's in any facet of society. If I'm getting in the way of somebody else's liberation with my idea of freedom, that's a problem. And for me, as people, like, we are African people, we are about collectivism, we are about community. And one of the things you and I have talked about, and even one of the questions you asked me, was about what the problem is with school. Like, why do I consider that a problem? And one of the main things is that it separates our young people from their communities, from the people who raise them. And not to romanticize it, to say that the community is always positive, but oftentimes it is, or it has aspects of positivity, and sometimes it is wonderful and nurturing. But the further and further we get away from the system, it's the same thing as what the school system originally was for Native Americans. It was a way to include colonization into your physical body, into your mother tongue. This is the same thing that's happening here, unless you choose it. And that's what unschooling is. Unschooling is living your life in a way that's focused on liberation and not centered on schooling. So it may or may not include school. You could dabble in school, or you could choose a particular one and love it, or you could be like, I don't mess with school at all. That's what we do. But unschooling is just saying, what if I was focused on liberation and like real examples of that and practicing that and making sure my children get to practice that? What would my life look like? And then to live that.
Absolutely. One of the questions I wanted to ask, because it's really interesting when I started homeschooling my kids. So first of all, it was kind of like a gradual process. I felt like my process toward liberation is like I liberated myself from my 9-to-5 job. And then I started to liberate myself from stifling stereotypes around what it meant to be a Black woman. And then I liberated my children from school. And then I liberated, you know, my children from homeschooling. And now I'm in a process to do that. And so the questions that I often, it's really hard for me to answer questions around homeschooling, because people will ask me, you know, can you teach me about homeschooling? But now I'm starting to realize I really can't. It's a personal
thing. There we go.
For you.
Yes.
And so
yes.
What I always tell people when they ask me is I say, have patience with yourself. That's the best thing I can tell you. Like, have patience with yourself, have patience with your children, and you will learn what you need to learn. Your children will learn what your children need to learn. So in the context of that, the next question I wanted to ask you was, what is so wrong? Because I think people have a hard time grasping what is so wrong about the current education system. It's not so taboo to ask the question.
Not in my circles. Like, we talk about stuff like that all the time. I think that one of the things to recognize is that it isn't broken. You know, we like to say we spend a lot of energy as not just Black folks, but lots of different people of color, Indigenous folks. We spend, I think, a lot of time, maybe too much time, trying to fix things that are not broken. And one of the things that I think aren't broken is the school system, the educational industrial complex that tells you that the more money you can spend, the earlier to get your kid into the perfect place, the better their life will be. The same thing that discounts things like the school to prison pipeline, or the different ways that our people are targeted inside of the system that already targets us in terms of the larger one. The reality that you can't have a system where it's primarily white teachers who don't have a lot of background in diverse spaces, who are now judging your child and now in a position to label them and give them these IEPs that travels with them that says this is a potential problem, and what that means inside of capitalism, the thing that turns our bodies into a commodity as it always has. So these are some of the things that you have to start to look at. And I think that one of the things, like to your question about people asking, you know, can you teach me to homeschool? One of the ways that I answer that is to say, do you know what deschooling is? I would say that your homework, if we're going to still speak in schoolishness language, would be to start researching deschooling. What is that? You know, my website, raisingfreepeople.com, I have an email list there where you'll get an ebook about unschooling explained, and it talks a little bit about deschooling, connecting it to decolonization, making it a very specific idea that unschooling and this whole work around self-directed education is not just about a different way of learning, but actually a matter of a liberation option for people of color. Because once we are not so focused on the system, then we can start to reimagine what it means to be free and to put things into practice that we didn't even have the mind for before. You know what I'm saying? Because we were just so busy jumping through hoops. And now that, as you said, you stopped one thing, then another thing became ridiculous, then another thing became ridiculous. Because it's not even like you become so like aware as it is that the thing you've been doing, it's like, that ain't even me, right? It's just like a series of things that are no longer you. So that's like what the rub of it is. Like, that's the problem with the system, is that it's so much not even you, that by the time your kid looks up and they're 18 and you're like, all right, what do you want to do with your life? Excuse me? Last week, I had to raise my hand to ask to go to the bathroom.
Truth.
That's all I can say. That is so true, because I feel like the last 10 years of my life have been a constant practice of Sankofa, a constant practice of going back and figuring out who I really am and bringing it to the future. And it's so sad that we have to continually go through this process, because if we had just been organically able to be ourselves in our natural state, our children would not constantly have to go through this trauma. Because that's what it's like. Me and my girlfriend were talking today, and we were like, the truth will set you free. And then I said, the truth will set you free. And then she said, no, the truth will make you mad. Because that's what it does. You figure out, you're like, so I came all this way to figure out that I don't like the color blue, and I never liked the color blue. And even when I was a kid, I hated the color blue. And it's like, how is this happening to me? And it's
That's
sad.
Right. That's right. You it know, it frustrates sad. You and it angers you.
Yeah, because it's like, why wasn't I allowed to express that I never liked blue in the first place? That just shouldn't be a thing. And it shouldn't be something with all the information that's available. It's like, we have to get to a point. That's why I believe in supreme self-accountability. Like, when you know better, you must do better. You must do better. And so I hope that people who are on this video, like, if you're watching this and you feel even the slightest tug that something is wrong, follow that instinct, because it's likely that something is, and it's not going to feel good. I'm just going to tell you that. It's not going to feel good at first.
That's important. You got to lean into the feelings, because intuition, that's the other thing that's wrong with school. I have a million and one answers for that question, Muffy. But one of the other problems is that it discredits intuition so often that by the time we come out of it, by the time we break free of that particular prison, we don't even know how to trust ourselves. And we certainly don't know how to trust children, because children are like the purest, you know, that idea of who we once were. So that's a threat. I can't give you freedom. It's gonna be crazy. I can't even give me freedom. That's a part of what's wrong with school, because it validates that fear.
Yes. And I always like to say, people don't realize the power of your intuition. And you break down the word intuition, it's inner tuition. It is literally telling you what will pay off for you if you follow it. Like, inner tuition, it's paying your life bill. It's your life bill, getting paid. All you have to do is listen. But we have been fed this narrative that just says we don't need to listen to it. That we can live a life from the outside in. Yeah. And that if we do that, that's what's going to pay off. And it just never does. It just never does.
Yeah, it never does. And that somebody else's intuition is more important, whether it's your teacher or your pastor or you. But it's somebody. It's definitely you're further down the line. So you need all these forms of external validation, all these gold stars, all these A pluses, all these honor rolls, all of these carrots that dangle, and none of them are from this place of like intrinsic motivation. So then we spend the rest of our lives trying to figure out how to align with something that we didn't even have any tools or practice or language for. And that is the importance of deschooling in particular, because it gives you an opportunity to pause without trying to fill the gap with something else. That's what I loved in your book too, Muffy, when you talked about rituals. Like, it gives you an opportunity to make space for your own organic rituals to just take shape, and for you to observe your kid, to witness and to be like, this is not some blank slate that I'm responsible for filling with all the knowledge from Knowledgetopia. Actually, that's not how that works at all.
When you told me to witness my kids, like, I didn't know how hard that was going to be, Akilah. So sometimes I'll be sitting there like, I'm going to say this, shut up right now.
me too. It still happens. It still happens, but the rewards.
That is a part of that.
And thank you for saying that.
Yeah, it was hard, but that's a part. So you do some work around deschooling. Can you tell us what you do around helping? Because it's really us who need the deschooling. What do you do around helping adults deschool?
Man, yeah, that's taking shape. I actually just finished a training last week with Agile Learning Center. It's one of the different spaces that self-directed education happens. And I'm just seeing more and more how much support we need as parents and as facilitators. So one of the things I have is a workshop called Parenting Patois. It's sort of like this spin on these Jamaican patois terms that for me are really effective disruptors. You know, I talked about one of them on the on today's episode of the podcast, when me take a stop. It's like when I take a stop, when I pause, it's like imagining the possibility of what happens when I don't just react to an emotion when it comes to my kid, because I have the power to do that. But if I instead just pause, when me take a stop? And you get to not just imagine, but experience what happens there. All of the emergent resources. We use terms like that, like allowing structure to show up from flow as opposed to trying to force something and contort yourselves. Finding your own disruptive language to pause yourself. You know, things like that. I just co-produced the D-Schoolers Dictionary with another unschooling mama.
Wow.
Yeah, that has 18 terms of like reclamation for to begin your de-schooling process. And we just want to continue to dive into that. So I'm doing a lot of those sort of tender but nudgy things. They feel easy, but as you said, when you try it, it's like, it's kind of hard. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like populating the ether with these different tools and resources, and even episodes of the podcast are very much a part of the work. But I'm just doing these live workshops now about that, just getting small groups of people together and us just like working through some of these barriers and developing language and then testing it out and staying in touch. And that's what I'm really into right now.
Absolutely. I love that. I just love everything you do, Akila. I'm just hoping that
I'm going to
a space where I can be where you are and just understand my children, my life, just everything from that.
And you will.
You know that.
You will, because you're already on the path. You're already doing it. Yes, me too. And that's all we could do.
Your motto kind of is raising free people. So can we end by you telling us, what does it mean to raise free people?
Yeah. And I'm also going to give you an episode, episode 74 of the podcast. It answers that question for about 33 minutes.
Okay.
Yes. But essentially, raising free people is about that commitment to liberation, extending through ourselves and to our children, like getting out of the way, learning and unlearning our way to liberation. This idea that we get to be free, not in theory, not in prayer, but in practice. Yeah. And that we can't be doing that if our children are stuck inside systems that we force them into under the premise of their eventual freedom.
Mm. And that piece for me, just hearing when you were speaking and I heard you say coercive learning, like something clicked inside of me when I heard that.
Mm.
I was just like, that describes exactly what I've experienced in school. That describes yes. what my children have come home and told me when they're like, Mom, but I really wanted to keep coloring. Or Mom, I really wanted to stay on the mat. Or Mom, I really didn't want to do this, but they made me. It's coercive learning. It's forcing people yes. to learn things that are not pushing them forward as an individual, that is not feeding them internally. And it just yes. does not make any sense.
It works in opposition of how we are biologically, neurologically. It works in opposition. That's one of the things. That's why I said research deschooling, because you will realize, you will find over and over again that what's happening in classrooms, by and large, are the opposite of what's happening for us biologically. So we're constantly going against, we're training our children to go against who and how we get down, and then vilifying them and, you know, giving them all these labels when they refuse to conform.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely. Well, I appreciate you so much, Akila. Thank you for giving us these moments of your time, because I know your time is precious. Don't forget, I think the website is akilasrichards.com, right?
Yeah, and also raisingfreepeople.com. They both go to the same place.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And you can find episodes of Akila's podcast. There are articles on there that she wrote. Akila is also, is it the co-founder of the Self-Directed Education Alliance?
I am one of the founding board members, yeah, of the Alliance for Self-Directed Education. Great resource page. It's self-directed.org. That is a great starting point. If you're like, okay, now what, to give me a little bit more detail about what you're saying with unschooling or self-directed mm-hmm. education, that's a great place to go. So raisingfreepeople.com. self-directed.org, two great starting points.
And you can always inbox me if you're curious about tonight and you want more information. I will send you Akila's way, because I'm still on this. This is a journey that I'm on, so I cannot speak authoritatively on that, but she is She's awesome, y'all. And if you get a chance to hear her speak, go do it. If you can take some time out and listen to some of her podcasts, go do them. Because even if you're not to a place, like I said, for me, this has been a journey. I did not initially think about freeing my children. I initially thought about freeing myself. But that's how we work as human beings, as individuals, is we often tend to be very self-focused first. So get yourself free, you know, because it's just not worth it to lend your life to the world and you don't lend anything to yourself. It's just not worth it. It's just not. So, oh, Brandy, thank you so much. Brandy posted her website here so you guys can check it out in the comments also. Thank you so much, Akila. And I hope
you're
so welcome again. And anything I can support, yo, like, I'm your biggest fan. So,
oh, thank you so much. And same here because
thank
I'm over
so
here.
Much.
Like,
I'll let you
boom.
Go. Oh, thank you so much. Yep, don't forget to get my book. I ain't even got my book. So, don't forget to get the book, The Brown Mama Mindset. And I'm actually working on another book because so much of what is in that book is the old me. It's a lot of me before.
It's
evolution
time.
It's a growth. Yes. It's a book about my own personal growth. But I've grown so much since then, just as a woman, as a mother. And so there will be more, even more than that. But for now, get the Brown Mama Mindset. And don't forget to get your Black Mom Proud t-shirt too.
Thank you so much. Peace and love. You're welcome. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Much love, everybody. Peace.
Peace out. I'm going to X you. Thank you, Akila.
Sis, if that didn't teach you, if that didn't preach to your soul, I don't know how to help you. But I do want to thank you. I want to thank you for tuning in to the very first episode of the Brown Mama Blueprint podcast. I'm your host, Muffy Mendoza. If you want to learn more about what I do, go to brownmamas.com. If you want to follow up with Akila, visit her at raisingfreepeople.com. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will talk to you on the next episode.
Don't forget to tune in next Wednesday for the next episode of the Brown Mama Blueprint podcast.